Exclusive, Blake Masters, Trump endorsement has been like rocket fuel for this campaign. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 16, 2022. Blake Masters, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Arizona, said that former President Donald Trump's recent endorsement has been like rocket fuel for this campaign during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Masters, who maintains a double-digit lead over his Republican challengers, hopes to secure the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate on August 2. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview by asking Masters about the impact Trump's endorsement has made on his campaign. Masters said the Trump endorsement has been like rocket fuel for this campaign. I think President Trump endorsed me in early June. So it's been about 6 weeks, but ever since early June with that endorsement. You know, and of course, we've been spreading the word about it. It's been like rocket fuel for this campaign, Masters said. Masters noted that Trump's scheduled appearance in Arizona was postponed by 1 week and offered his prayers for the Trump family in light of Ivana Trump's recent death. So I'd ask everybody to continue to pray for the Trump family. As they mourn the loss of Ivana, that was truly terrible news. But so we're going to have a rally in a week. You know, it's going to be next Friday, in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Masters said that Trump rallies are less traditional political events and more like a rock concert. Boyle emphasized the importance of Arizona's U.S. Senate race, with the current Senate being evenly split 50-50. Masters said his race is the most important Senate race this cycle. I think it's the most important Senate race this cycle. And we have many important Senate races, right? Nevada, like you said, Georgia, Pennsylvania. But you can't draw a line back to 51 Republican votes in the United States Senate without going through Arizona, Masters said. And so it's just crucial. It is just absolutely crucial. It is the battleground. He criticized his opponent, Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, for doing whatever Chuck Schumer tells him to do, and falsely telling Arizona voters he would be an independent voice in the Senate chamber. Masters said, the Democrats know that too. I mean, look, they have this horrible, ghastly agenda, but they're not dull. They're clever people, and they know that Arizona is the state to defend. You know, they got this incumbent Democrat Senator Mark Kelly in there, who's to them a dream because he just does whatever Chuck Schumer tells him to do. You know, he promised Arizona, and smart Kelly did, that he would be independent. And he just hasn't been. He's voted in lockstep with Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer and for the Joe Biden agenda. So it's the most important Senate race, but I think I'll be by far the most able candidate at exposing Mark Kelly. He's going to pretend to be a moderate. And we're going to tie him to his left-wing voting record. And he is so far out of step with Arizona. I'm pretty confident we're going to take the seat back. The conversation switched gears toward immigration, which Masters has made a key point of his campaign. He criticized President Joe Biden for his lax enforcement of federal immigration law and pledged to implement immigration policies that would benefit the American worker. Well, look, I think quite obviously, the correct amount of illegal immigration is zero. Right? I mean, that's why it's illegal, right? You're not supposed to have any, Masters said. And of course, Joe Biden isn't even trying to enforce federal law. They halted construction of the border wall, they reversed Remain in Mexico. They've positively flooded the border by inviting millions and millions of people to come here. So all that needs to stop. And illegal immigration, of course, is horribly destructive. Masters added that the glut of unlimited illegal aliens coming into this country is devastating for American working class wages. He also attacked big tech companies in Silicon Valley for relying on foreign workers instead of training American workers to do their jobs. I used to work in Silicon Valley. I saw firsthand how the H-1B visa program basically operates like corporate welfare for Facebook and Google at this point, he said. Instead of training Americans to do software programming jobs, of course, Facebook or Google would prefer to bring over people from India, bring over people from China, and pay them less money to do the same job. And I don't think we should be allowing that. Masters believes the litmus test for American immigration policy is whether inclusion of this person net benefits the average American. But we shouldn't be accepting legal immigrants who are going to throw Americans out of work. I think the litmus test for any immigration policy is, does the inclusion of this person net benefit the average American? If it does, then maybe it's a good policy, he said. Towards the end of the interview, Masters highlighted his views on the American nuclear family and talked more about his goal to make it possible for Americans to raise a family on a single income. He said he was astonished when some considered his goal controversial. You used to be able to live on one single income decades ago. And, you know, maybe it's a complicated story. What happened? Globalization, decades of inflation. Whatever, but, you can't really do it anymore, Masters said. And that seems like a problem, seems like maybe it's a hard problem to solve. But man, you can't solve it if you don't identify it. I think the family, the nuclear family, it's the fundamental bedrock institution in the United States. And we should be gearing for an economy that actually makes it easier for young people to get together and have kids in those kids' economy where people are prosperous enough, Masters concluded. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.